friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Married couple who've known each other 82 years share a secret to their amazing love story, written by Haley Wells, read by Adam Staten. Joel and Carolyn Lepre have obviously discovered the secret to a long and happy marriage. They've been married for more than 6 decades, and they've known each other in excess of 8. With parents who were neighbors and friends, Joel and Carolyn Lepre met when they were just toddlers. Joel was 23 months, and Carolyn was 14 months. They became little buddies during the playdates arranged by their mothers, and there is a precious photo of the two to prove it. When World War II began, the families moved from their Idaho homes and both settled in Logan, Utah after the war. By then, Joel and Carolyn were in elementary school, and their friend groups didn't include kids of the opposite sex. Consequently, they didn't spend time together. However, Joel, who participated in ROTC, did invite Miss Carolyn to the military ball when they were both sophomores in high school. It seems the two had different impressions of the date. Though Carolyn thought Joel was nice, she also found him a little boring because he hardly said 2 words the entire evening. Joel, on the other hand, was smitten. He remembers thinking, "I kind of like her. I think I'm going to marry her someday." When Joel and Carolyn Lepre became seniors in high school, they began to date steadily. They fell in love, started college together at Utah State, became engaged, and got married at the end of their freshman year of college. When the couple got engaged, Joel's mother found that sweet picture, taken in 1941 or 1942, and she had a friend paint the black and white photo in color. Notice Joel's blue shorts and shirt and Carolyn's pastel dress. The photo was placed in front of the cake at Joel and Carolyn's wedding, a memory of their very first date. When asked about their secret to a 64-year marriage, Joel said, "Compromise. We each had different opinions. We compromise. We do it her way." Joel and Carolyn Lepre have 6 children, 25 grandchildren, and over 30 great-grandchildren. What a wonderful example. What a beautiful legacy. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Proverbs 3:3. Student challenges his teacher to a dance battle and instantly gets schooled. Written by Sarah McLaughlin, read by Adam Staten. High school teacher Yolanda Turner rocks her student's world after busting out impressive dance moves in a dance battle with a student. A student at Sumner High School in Hillsborough County, Florida, challenged Yolanda Turner, a longtime teacher, to a dance battle. It was the last week before winter break, and the students were buzzing with excited energy. Yolanda said, "The students were like, 'Can we have a dance battle? Can we have a dance battle?'" The students had been working hard on exams all week, so Yolanda decided to indulge their request. The cafeteria started playing "Lose Control" by Missy Elliott, which happened to be a beloved song of Yolanda's. That song, "Lose Control," is like one of my all-time favorites. It definitely gets everybody off their feet. "So when it came on, I was just so hyped. And the crowd was hyping me up," said Yolanda in an interview after the video had gone viral. The student challenged Yolanda and began dancing in the center of the big ring of students. After he finished dancing, Yolanda showed off her moves, and the cafeteria exploded in cheers. No one expected their teacher to dance so well. While talking about the dance battle, Yolanda said, "I was watching the young man, and I'm like, oh God, don't make me have to get on these knees. Don't make me have to use these knees." Yolanda has been a teacher at Sumner High School for around 23 years. Although she may have seemed old to her students, not anymore. This battle unveiled a young and lively woman that has some secret dancing skills. People have been praising Yolanda on social media, thanking her for caring so much about the students. What a blessing to see how teachers can inspire and motivate students in different ways. What a great Christmas present for them to receive before break, wrote Cindy Snap on Twitter. With teachers like Yolanda, we can all be sure that every day will be special for students everywhere.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.